Holy Crap, Memoir of a Catholic Girl. Written and performed by Gene Melter. Produced by Lenny Bunn at Clarity Studios, San Luis Obispo, California. Copyright 2018 by the author. Please note, the names of most people and organizations have been changed to protect both saints and sinners. One, crazy little Catholic. I was an anxious child, partly due to a scary book I received for my first Holy Communion. A fright fest for a seven-year-old. A terrifying tome called 60 Saints for Girls. Joan of Arc is in there, my patron saint. You've heard of her. Peasant girl, chosen by God to lead the French army, only to be captured and burned at the stake. Stories like this were meant to inspire young Catholics, but reading them over and over, usually at bedtime, turned me into a nervous wreck. What if I were called to be a saint? Late one night, I'd be awakened by the glow of a hovering angel. This iridescent intruder would announce that God had picked me out of all the Catholic girls he knew to forsake my home and family and favorite TV shows. For God needed me to convert pagans and nurse icky lepers in far-off lands. The angel would ignore my sister Cecilia asleep in the other twin bed, for she was not worthy. Most saints endured gruesome deaths rather than renounce their faith, so I could expect to die horribly at a young age. I might get burned alive like Joan, strangled like Beatrice, boiled in molten lead like Julia, beheaded like Winifred, or fed to hungry lions like Euphemia. And I could barely handle a dental cleaning. Yes, martyrdom gets you to heaven, a super fun place. Plus, there's the fame. Books, holy cards, shrines, statues, maybe even a movie. But I just couldn't see myself as a plucky torture victim. A Roman soldier might say to me, "Genie, will you stop being a Christian?" And I was supposed to say, "No, I couldn't possibly do that." "If you don't deny your God, you will be put to death." "Like how, exactly?" "First, you will spend the night in a dungeon where there are spiders and..." Okay, I give up. Every night I prayed that God would assign the gory glory to others and leave me to attain eternal salvation in complete safety. Dear Lord, please don't ask me to do anything special. You know what I mean. How about if I just do a really great job with the regular stuff? Go to Mass and confession, say the rosary, pray for the dead, especially poor little unbaptized babies and everyone else who's stuck in purgatory for some reason. And I'll give up something big for Lent, like ice cream. Maybe even two things, like ice cream plus the Brady Bunch. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Two, Sister Agatha. In 1973, I was an eighth grader at Our Lady of Discipline in suburban Los Angeles. One fall day, we were reading aloud from our church history textbook when the classroom door banged open. There stood our principal, looking agitated. We snapped out of our collective coma and slid to our feet.
"Good morning, Sister Agatha."
"Good morning, boys and girls. Excuse the interruption, Sister Frances. Something alarming has occurred, and I must speak to every class as soon as possible."
"Certainly, Sister Agatha. Be seated, boys and girls."
Our stern-eyed teacher mimed proper sitting form, and we folded our hands on our desks. I silently panicked. What could have happened? Does she think I did it? I didn't do it, did I? Sister Agatha looked us over while pacing back and forth. She was a deeply wrinkled gnome, small but dangerous. Had I ever been told, "Go to the principal's office, young lady," I would have fainted and wet my pants at the same time. Sure, the bad kids lived to tell about it, but I was fragile. Whether she wielded her yardstick or her "Jesus is disappointed" speech,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?